In the media game right now, the score is economy 1, newsroom staff 0. Layoffs and cutbacks have hit the media big time, and yet we have a new administration coming in, and yes, as we will be repeating over and over, it's got America's first black president. So are the same news organizations being buffeted by economic change also making sure their political reporting staff is diverse? Will the press corps' diversity affect coverage of the administration? The New York Times added Liberian-born reporter Helene Cooper to their White House team, and the Washington Post has Michael Fletcher. We've got Michael Fletcher with us now, along with Richard Prince of the Maynard Institute. He writes a column about diversity issues in the news business called Journalisms. Guys, welcome.
Glad to be here.
Good to be here.
So, Michael, you are among the best of the best of the best, and of course also the onlyest of the onlyest of the onlyest. What's it like being a member of the White House Press Corps?
It's an interesting life. I did it for 3 years under President Bush, and it's kind of a unique kind of journalism you perform in the White House Press Corps. You're kind of bubbled up, as we say, most of the time. You know, when you cover most beats, you kind of have to run at a place. If you cover Congress, you move around the Capitol a lot and do the various House offices. But at the White House, you're kind of penned up in that White House briefing room, and you spend a lot of time trying to email and call White House aides to try to find out what's going on, and that's a pretty arduous task. So it's kind of a bubbled up world, and obviously you travel with the president, you know, almost all over the globe, and so you're kind of part of this traveling show, if you will. So it's an interesting life, but a pretty unique one journalistically, and it kind of in some ways can be limiting journalistically too if you're not careful.
I got to go on Air Force One a couple times as part of the press pool, which is not the same as the press corps. You kind of rotate on, but the question is more for the people who are part of the press corps. Is there a lot of color in the room? Is there a lot of diversity? And does it make a difference? I mean, I know that you have a perspective from being in that position, but do you think, as much as you can tell us, that it makes a difference whether or not you have people of color who are part of the White House press corps?
Yeah, I certainly think it makes a difference, and it makes a difference not only under a black president either. You know, I was struck by how few African Americans and really other minorities were in the press corps when I did it under Bush. And really, I mean, that's actually a charge you can probably apply to the business generally. It seems like diversity is slipping. I don't know the latest numbers, but it just doesn't feel like it's expanding despite all the talk about it. And I think it matters when it comes down to stories, kind of our filters, not that every black or minority reporter will filter stories the same way, but I think we have different sensibilities and so on that would elevate some things into the level of, you know, being a story while maybe, you know, pushing other things aside. I think we would bring different context to stories. So I think it's important to have diversity, not just racially, but, you know, gender and sort of the whole panoply of the kinds of diversities you can think of. I think it really does impact coverage.
Richard, when you look at the big picture, because you study, you know, who's doing what where, who's firing who where, what are you seeing right now, both overall for newsroom diversity and then also as it applies to political journalists?
Well, I see a lot of disappointment in terms of diversity, in terms of political coverage. We just had this campaign with, as you pointed out, the first African-American family about to enter the White House. A lot of people would have thought that on the campaign trail we would have had a lot more African-Americans and other people of color there. But as Michael and others can tell you, on that campaign plane, often there were maybe one or two, people of color on the plane. Even last week at the president-elect's first news conference, there were no journalists of color who were called on to ask any questions. And the background of all this, as you pointed out, is that the newsrooms are undergoing this great contraction because of the contraction in the economy and also because of the migration of advertising dollars to the internet. Meanwhile, the demographics of the country are changing. And, you know, people of color are going to be the majority in a few decades. And it's even more important to have diversity of coverage and diversity on staff. So there's kind of a disconnect there.
What is the importance of lived experience? And this could cut either way. I'm thinking about the moments during the riots after Reverend King's death, when a lot of people who were black and in the newsroom but who were not reporters, who were, you know, copy clerks and things like that, were sent out to cover the news. And folks found out, wow, surprise, these guys actually can be reporters. And they weren't necessarily formally trained in any way, but they also hadn't been given the opportunity. But when the fire got hot, literally, black folks were sent out to cover what was going on in black communities. At the same time, you want to think as a reporter that you can learn so that you don't have to be of one race to be able to cover a certain topic. How do you make sense of the question of lived experience as well as learned experience when you go out on the road, Michael?
That's an interesting question. One thing I do know is you talk about kind of that first generation of sort of the big wave of African-American reporters coming in. I look back, it's interesting, striking to look back at newspaper coverage, you know, from 30 or 40 years ago, particularly when the black community is being written about, and just the distance that you can sense in the stories. Like, you know, we're writing, it's almost like, you know, we're venturing to a foreign land to write about these people. And I think there's sort of that lived experience that closes that gap. It, you know, we write with a more, you know, with more familiarity. We write like, you know, this is part of our society, you know, so I think it just sets a different tone for the coverage.
So let me just add to this. When you have a black family, and as Richard pointed out, it really will be a family and not just one person in the White House, is there a value to having at least some people who have lived experience of being black?
Yeah, I would like to think so. I think, of course. I mean, I think there's just so many things you kind of get instantly that, you know, that wouldn't be maybe obvious to someone who doesn't have that same, as you put it, lived experience. So I think it's important. Again, it's not to say that if Richard and I are covering, the White House, we're going to write the exact same stories, or our stories will, you know, always agree. But at the same time, I think there's a certain kind of, again, sort of cultural kind of understanding that you know, you sort of have just intuitively.
Richard, what's the path ahead for news organizations dealing with their needs to cover a time of immense change in America, including changes in how we perceive race and leadership? And, you know, when you as a company leader face a situation like this where there's massive layoffs and news organizations shutting down, why would you want to prioritize diversity? Why is it important?
Because your audience is becoming more diverse, and you want to be able to relate to those members of your audience, of your readership or your listenership. Indian Americans, for example, are voracious newspaper readers. And so it would make sense if you're a newspaper and you've got an Indian American community to try to cater to that audience so they'll keep buying your paper. We saw the evidence of the hunger of African Americans for great news about the progress of black people in this country last week when all the newspapers were snapped up announcing Barack Obama's election, and 65% or so of those people were African Americans themselves who wanted to make sure to preserve that bit of history for their children and grandchildren. So the future of the business is in catering to the changing demographics in your own market. And there's, even though there's been a contraction in the general interest newspapers, we find that ethnic newspapers and broadcast outlets such as, Hispanic publications and weekly newspapers that cater to certain ethnic groups are actually growing.
All right. I'm going to give you the final word, Michael, and just quickly, what's the number one thing you're looking forward to being in the press corps this time around?
Well, just sort of witnessing this kind of history unfold in front of me. I think that's the thing that draws me to the story the most, the idea of this being the first African-American president. And obviously, he's facing huge challenges, but I think something about the historic nature of his presidency is that's the number one thing for me.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
We were speaking with Michael Fletcher, a White House correspondent for The Washington Post. He covered the current Bush presidency from 2005 through 2007. Richard Prince writes a column about diversity issues in the news business. It's called Journalisms, and he writes it for the Maynard Institute for Journalism Education. And he joined us from NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C.